Jason is here. A lot of you know that I believe that we should be healthy all the way around, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. All right? Jason is here. And if you'd like to speak to him, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. I train with Jason. It's amazing. He is a health and wellness expert and a strength and conditioning coach. His website is liveinspiretransform.com, and we'll get it out again. And I wanted to talk to Jason because I hear from so many of you. I wanted to talk to him about investing in your health, setting goals, accountability, and social settings. And some of you know that James of the Hake Report is having a problem with his back. He was playing soccer a couple of years ago and hurt his back. And so he got treatment for it, but sometimes the pains come back when he either move in the wrong direction or something. So I wanted to ask Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's your shirt about, first of all?
Oh, well, this is the gym that we're opening in Santa Monica. It's opening next month and the next month. It's called Ritual Gym. So starting to promote it, wearing some T-shirts, getting the name out there, but we're really excited. And, yeah, it's going to be open at the end of April.
And what is it called?
Ritual Gym. There's several around the world, but this is the first one in the United States, so it's a big deal.
And you're going to be running that?
Yes, I am going to be running it with my business partner, and we're excited. End of April.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know if you were aware, but James hurt his back.
I don't think I heard that.
Right. So it happened a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain went away for a while, but sometimes it come back. And so right now he's on the flat. He said he's laying flat down on the floor, by the way. Do you know of any exercise that prevents back pain?
Well, back pain can stem from anywhere. So the best bet is like to bulletproof your whole body. So just making sure everything is strong, a well-balanced program. It's very hard to say what caused his back injury. I don't know if it was something that he fell or tweaked. But
he was playing soccer.
Okay. Depending on what happened, right, that could, you know, take you down another path. But your best bet is to be bulletproof, which means to, like, you know, train every part of your body, have a good amount of flexibility and mobility. That way, injuries are less likely to happen.
Speaking of back pain, can a human being overcome back pain? Do you ever heal perfectly?
That's
if your
tough.
Back is hurt.
You can, but on a spectrum, back pains are like the worst injuries to have because they usually linger the most because we're always twisting, sitting, moving, yeah, or we're always moving our back in some kind of way. So it's a tough spot to injure. So if you do injure your back, I would really take a lot of time into rehab part of it. Like if you do go to PT or if you are prescribed exercises by your fitness consultant, to take it seriously and to not overlook it and to actually do that, because it does work and it will help in some regards with the pain relief. Ignoring it is what I don't recommend you do.
Well,
get it taken care of.
Meaning that if you don't, what is ignoring and not doing anything about it?
Yeah, exactly. Some people just be like, it's just back pain. I guess I just have to live with it.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, no, you're just stuff that you could do over time. It's not going to heal itself quickly, but if you manage it and take care of it and set time aside every day to do the right exercises or the right stretches or to ice or whatever has been prescribed to you,
right,
make sure that you're actually doing it because it does help over time.
Even when the pain is gone, you still should be doing something
exactly.
For it.
Yes, exactly. Yes, to get it back to strength. Yes.
Oh, okay. And I got another message from someone who wants me to ask you, can you develop knee problems from weightlifting?
Yes. You can injure any part of yourself. So if you're not doing it in a safe way or if you're not doing the right thing for your knee issues, everyone's different, you can. So exercise selection and someone to watch you or to just monitor what you're doing would prevent all those things. But yes, there's things that aren't good for your knee. Like if you have bad knees or you had knee issues in the past, maybe squats or step ups or lunges are probably maybe not the best thing for you at that juncture. So it depends. It's a case by case situation.
I noticed that I used to run track in high school. Mm-hmm. And I developed a knee. They said that I had some form of liquid on my knee. Mm-hmm. And they were going to take it out by putting a needle in there.
I've had that done before.
I'm like, no, I hate needles. I didn't like needles. I was afraid of them. So I decided not to run track anymore.
Okay.
And so I didn't do it.
So you're like, I'm out.
And now I notice when I run, that especially right knee, I feel that pain when I run. When I'm just jogging, you know, exercising, is that an issue?
I mean, if there's still liquid in your knee, it honestly doesn't hurt that bad. I've had my knee drained before, but it, depending on what's happening, I would definitely see what the doctor says or what's been prescribed and try to rehabilitate it. I would only use surgery as a last resort. I truly believe that if you could spare yourself from going under the knife, then you should do it. Try to rehab and rehabilitate it yourself. I think a lot of people are under the impression that doctors can fix everything and they have blind faith in surgery. Like, oh, I'm just going to get fixed and get a little surgery. It doesn't always work that way. A lot of people get misdiagnosed and have surgeries that they don't really need. So I always recommend try to see if you can fix your own problems first. There's a lot of information out there. You could use it to help, you know, cure yourself. Then at the last resort, if it doesn't get better, then explore surgeries and stuff like that.
I noticed that with me, when it comes, I jog and so the pain will come later. But if I wait a day or two and not run again, it goes away.
Managing, sometimes it's like that. If you know your body, managing your rest, and you got to find your own groove. So I'm like that too. When I have aches and pains, I usually can just take some time off, stretch, and it usually cures itself. But then I also know when I'm past that where I need to go get help, or I've had a back injury in the past where I tried to let it heal and gave it some time and it just wasn't getting better. So I had to explore other options and I'm fine now. But just manage yourself. Listen to your body is the biggest thing.
Joel, you say you had knee surgery?
Yeah, I had 2 years ago I had knee surgery.
Why?
I was playing football and then I tweaked my knee somehow and then eventually had to get surgery. But I waited a long time before I got it. And then eventually got it. But what I realized is, like Jason is saying, is that surgery doesn't exactly heal your whatever is not working completely. Like, I had surgery, but my knee is still not at 100% its best. So it is true that if that's the last resort to get it done, but it's not like you're healed completely.
You still play football?
Sometimes.
Amazing. And does it hurt when you play?
It's gotten a lot better, but it's the same as it was before I had surgery. So having surgery really didn't do much for me. I still have a little pain just like I had before I had the surgery.
Amazing. And so, Jason, I noticed that you develop unique programs for your clients online in other parts of the world. And especially, and even with those that work with you one-on-one. Tell us about that program.
Well, I'm actually able to. My whole approach is to evaluate what someone's doing and to try to come up with strategies that fit their lifestyle. So I'm not here trying to reinvent the wheel and say I have some new way of training. Yeah. My success comes from being able to evaluate everyone's, you know, lifestyle case by case. And what I like to do is focus on the low-hanging fruit. So the stuff that I think that you need to change that will yield the biggest, you know, results for yourself. So sometimes it's stuff that isn't as hard for you to adapt to, and sometimes it is. Like I said, it's case by case, but that's usually my approach. I like to find strategies for people in movement, nutrition, and recovery. You know, just one strategy in each of those realms. We set up an accountability plan around that. And it's kind of clear, either you're going to do the work to help yourself change or you're not, and you're going to stay the same. So once we establish what the strategies are, it's on you to actually get the work done. I try to simplify it as much as I can to not overwhelm you. Yeah. But after that, there is going to come a point where, you know, it's you do or you don't, you know, and that's where people have to, you know, I can't do that part for you, but I'll try to make it as simple as possible that I can.
That's right. Let's see. Let's go to Alex out of Florida. Alex, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All is well, Alex. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm actually one of the clients for Jason.
Amazing.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
How long have you been a client of Jason's?
Since late January.
Of this year?
Yes, of this year.
That's amazing. So how's it going?
It's going surprisingly very well. I'm actually like I started off, I believe, around 290, and I weighed myself yesterday, and I'm about at 255.
That's
like the
amazing.
Weight loss is, yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, so I met Alex on the show. In January, I had a free giveaway, and he was one of the winners. You know, he lives in Miami. I live here, so we never actually met, but I shared with him the program. He kind of told me about what he has going on, where he struggled, where his strengths were, and you know, we came up with a plan. You know, what Alex was good at was following directions,
yeah,
not making excuses.
Yep.
He just followed through on what was asked of him, and here we are, you know.
So, Alex, is it easy to get up and just do what you got to do based on his instructions, Jason's instructions?
Yeah, it's just mostly what we have is three workout days, and the workouts are actually pretty simple and easy. Like, I'm actually very shocked at how quick I go to the gym. I do the exercises and the stretches, and I'm out, and I'm just, like, leaving thinking, how long was I in there? Like, 20, 30 minutes? Like, should I just go back and do it again?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I just, like, went to the gym earlier today doing, like, the sets of workouts, and kind of, like, I actually shocked because one of the workouts we do is, like, you know, doing the bench press, and I was, like, surprised that I was actually lifting, like, 100 pounds. I was, like, you know, looking at the weights, making sure I was doing the math right. It's, like, if it's 25 on both sides, is that 50, or is it just 25? Then I was just, like, you know, 1, 2, and then I was, like, at 10. I was, like, well, I'm doing 10 right now, like, you know, pushing up at 100 pounds, like, I couldn't imagine myself doing this like at January, but here I am, you know, just doing 100 pounds like it's nothing.
That's amazing.
And then, yeah, and then like the thing that I really needed help with was the like the diet, because, you know, before I essentially like was working out, like I don't, like I live in a efficiency, so there's no kitchen. So essentially it's like if I come home, I'm, you know, I don't have like a huge fridge or anywhere to cook food, so it's just I got to eat out a lot.
Right.
And the only places that are around me are like, you know, major franchises like Wendy's, McDonald's, and all that. So I was just, you know, eating fast food every day, and I just sort of said, all right, I need to, like, you know, cut this out. And then he sort of said, yeah, you know, simple plan. Just first off, like, don't eat fast food every day, which is, you know, obvious. And then it's like, all you need to do is, like, we have this sort of app where it says, you know, the meal plan, like, the percentage where you want to eat, like, 20% protein, 30% fat, and then 50% carbs. And that just been able to stick through with that. And it's just, like, you know, shocking about, you know, eat this amount of food, and then, oh, everything's good. And then the weight loss just comes out easy.
That's amazing.
It's having a plan. So what Alex makes me look good because he follows direction.
Right.
He doesn't skip days. He does what's asked of him. So that's why we've able to have this much success. A lot of stuff, like, it was basic stuff. Like I said, he was eating fast food. I said, okay, I know that's kind of what is available to you. Even if you go to fast food restaurant, try to get the healthier options, or try to start preparing a little bit of meals from yourself at home by yourself. And so we kind of came up like with a personal strategy for him, and we implemented, and we just finished our first 3 months. And, you know, we're starting to back a new program, but he's almost down almost 40 pounds in 3 months. So
that's
one
amazing.
Of the one of the more remarkable stories that
I know what he mean about your workouts, because I know when I work out with you, it seemed like it's so easy, but yet you're so worked out. You know,
they're ramping up, so
it's not like you don't feel like you're straining yourself. You know, it's like fun to do, and yet is a real workout.
And consistency trumps intensity every time. So a lot, you'll ramp up as far as intensity, but the main thing is being consistent. That's what makes the difference.
That's amazing. Alice, I really appreciate you calling in, man. How many more pounds do you want to lose?
I'm 6'4", so it's kind of hard to find, like, information on what's, like, the healthier weight, because most people that are my height, they're athletes, so, you know, their weight ratio would be, you know, 225 or 215, but a lot of that's muscle.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find, like, a healthier weight, and so far I've read, you know, like, 215 or at least 209 would be, like, a good sort of, like, area to look at, but I'm just going to... You know, I'm just going to focus on losing the belly, and then whatever weight that is, you know, good enough.
So you're 6'4". That's tall. Is there a normal weight for a 6'4 person?
I don't really like to go off what's normal. Everyone's different. So obviously what makes you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. We're going to work and see, you know, how he feels. You know, so if he feels like he needs to lose a little bit more, we'll get there and reassess. But it's really depending on how he feels when he looks in the mirror. That's my goal. That's important to me.
Alice, thank you so much for your call, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome. Thank you all for introducing me to Jason.
You're welcome, man. Amazing. And so I tell you, folks, when you work with Jason as a result of hearing him on this show, let me know. If you're unhappy or it's not working, I want to know, because I only promote what I know to be good, all right? So I really appreciate Alice calling in like that. And even if there's something you don't like, let me know about it. I do appreciate it. Isn't that amazing, Joe?
Yeah, that's cool.
And he didn't even tell me he lost 40 pounds until, like, honestly, like a week ago. It's kind of slipped my mind, like, to really step back and look at what we've done so far. So I was, like, pushing through, like, working week by week. And I was like, Alex, wait, where did we start and where are we now? I was like, dang, that's almost, like, 40 pounds. And he's, not even, like, he wasn't, like, super excited about it. It was kind of very casual about it. I'm like, dude, this is huge. Like, that's above the norm for people on average for 3 months. So that's, like, kudos to you. And he was, like I said, diligent and didn't make excuses and just did what was asked of him. And that's the key ingredient.
Do you do push-ups every day?
Personally, no. Not every day, no.
Yeah, because someone wanted to know, how many push-ups do you do every day?
I don't do push-ups every day. I cycle through body parts throughout the week. So
is there an idea that people think that you should do push-ups every day?
There's a lot of ideas out there. And a lot of them are coming from a place where they don't know, so I'm not going to knock it. But there's no, you don't need to do, you can, but I wouldn't, that's not my method. I wouldn't need to do push-ups every day.
Yeah,
I know there's different challenges, workouts. Oh, you could do 5 this week, 10, you know, that's not my personal thing that I do.
Michael from Texas. Michael, thank you for calling. You're on the air with Jason.
Hi, you all mentioned before about back pain. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say something about lower back pain.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I've had lower back pain in the past, and it was kind of one of those injuries that wouldn't go away, and it was really frustrating.
Yeah, that's very common with low back pain. Yeah, where did it stem from, or what do you think it comes from? Anything that happened to your low back specifically?
At the time I was still a teenager, and it was very puzzling. And then over the years, I also talked to men who had lower back pain, and there was a common thing that I found with the men that had lower back pain, and that was excessive sexual activity seemed to be a common problem, as though it was somehow weakening the body and making you susceptible to injury that would result in lower back pain.
Well, in my I don't know specifically, but in my experience, low back pain, what I see in common with a lot of, first of all, it's super, super, super common. Usually in my experience, when people have low back pain, it's stemming from a weak core or weak muscles are up around the back. So I usually try to strengthen someone's abdominal, torso and legs to help support the back. So that's what I usually see with the missing ingredient with people who have back pain, chronic back pain.
How old are you now, Michael?
I'm 50.
And are you still having the pain?
Yes. If I let myself kind of get run down, then I'm susceptible to the back pain again from sitting posture and things like that.
Yeah,
but
if
I don't, if I take care of myself and maintain a daily maintenance routine, then I don't have it at all.
There you go. That's what it's all about. And people who sit a lot at their jobs or sit a lot for throughout their leisure life, that also boosts your rate of having low back pain. Sitting is a big problem.
Thank you, Michael. Lord, Joel said. Joel said he had tight hamstrings, and that caused lower back pain.
Yeah, you can have your hamstrings are connected to your lower back. They're right below your back. So anytime you have pain, you want to look above and below the site of pain. So what's below your back? Your hamstrings. So if you have tight hamstrings, your back can also be very tight.
What caused your hamstrings to be tight, Joel?
I'm just naturally not flexible. I'm just tight.
Yeah, guys are usually tight. So hamstrings, tight hamstrings from guys, I see that like every day.
But what changed was stretching very often, but also when I changed my diet around, I used to have bad lower back pain, and I don't have lower back pain anymore. I think it had to do with my diet, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, my diet and then stretching a lot, and I no longer have back pain.
I would definitely think stretching was probably like the bigger issue that helped you recover from your back, because that's usually strengthening and stretching the right areas will help you with low back pain.
Sound like Joel falling to pieces. Still alive, but barely breathing.
Yeah, he's around. He's getting there.
So we're running out of time. Tell people how, because you work with people around the world and here in L.A., tell people how to reach you.
I'm on my website, www.liveinspiretransform.com. Go to my contact section, reach out to me. I can answer questions. And if you're, serious about taking the next step to your fitness, I would love to help be a part of that and guide you in what direction you should go. So www.liveinspiretransform.com.
Amazing. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
And, I'll see you soon at the gym.
Yes, we will. See you soon.
I'll take some calls when I come back, folks. 888-77-JESSE. Bottom of the hour break. Back in a moment. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Right. See you, senor. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, sign in, ring the bell, and all that good stuff. Do we have a bell to ring?
Yeah.